No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir? I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Dennis. We are your crew for Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. All right, so Captain Dennis has kind of thrown me a curve today, and because we've brought in some special guests from the company called Delta Hawk, which makes some pretty cool diesel aircraft engines, and we're going to get deep into that. But we got an extra Dennis, so we got Dennis number two, and we have two Johns. John 1, John 2, that both, all the three of these folks work at Delta Hawk. And, you know, we're going to have, we might have a little difficulty differentiating the crew here today, but we'll try and manage the best we can. So, first off, Cab Dennis, explain how you came across these folks.
Well, actually, you and I came across Delta Hawk. I mean, I've known about them for years. We've seen their engines at Oshkosh on display, like at the Velocity booth and, you know, and some of their demonstrators there.
Right.
But when we went to Lakeland for the Affordable Flying Expo, Delta Hawk was one of the sponsors there. They actually had a booth set up, and we had a chance to talk to John number one. And John turns out to be a Mooney owner.
Yes.
And specifically a Mooney 201 owner. So we hit it off quite well, and we're talking and fantasizing about, you know, the day that they finally get one of these engines into a Mooney is going to be, you know, just life-changing for all of us. And I said, you know what, we need to have this conversation, you know, me to understand more about the engine, but also, you know, talking about practical applications of it in the legacy GA fleet. And so that's what wound up, you know, setting up this call today.
Okay. Well, there you go. And we'll get to John number one and number two shortly and talk just about that. But first, let's go to Dennis number two and bring him on Just Plain Radio, because I guess he has a little bit more history with the company. And let's just kind of back up and talk about how Delta Hawk came to be and what, you know, sparked the idea of starting this company in the first place.
Because you're not a startup. Delta Hawk's been around for a long time, but,
yes.
You know, I think you finally got certification, what, two or 3 years ago?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
That's correct. 3 years ago.
So you guys been in existence for how long there, Dennis, number two?
Well, first of all, you said that sparked, and we don't have sparks or compression.
Correct.
Compression, we don't want ignition. That. Yeah.
We don't want sparks.
Don't need it.
That's right. We don't need it. Yeah. Well, I've been with the company 20 years, and the company was there before I started, although I started right after the founders. The founders, Doug Diane Doors and JP Brooks. JP was also an airline captain. Mm-hmm. Doug Doors was a 27-year military pilot. But they saw the need way back then for a very fuel-efficient, modern engine that was available, that had fuel available around the world. And at that time, diesel was kind of, you've got to be kidding me, for aircraft. People think of diesels as being big and heavy, but there's also good attributes. Diesels are known for great fuel efficiency and durability and so forth. So that was their vision. What kind of, I guess, bit them was, and still has bitten us to a certain extent, is nobody understood how difficult it was to, number one, come up with a diesel engine for an airplane. You know, diesels typically are heavy. Ours has got to be lightweight. It's got to be FAA certifiable. It's got to have great altitude performance, durability, maintainability, all the things, you know, you think of you need with a general aviation engine. Mm-hmm. That turned out to be a very difficult problem. And so that's why it's taken so long. For many years, we were struggling for funding, struggling, you know, times you're not, you know, times you're going without a paycheck because you want to just keep this thing going. But we kept it going until, let's see, John, about 10 years ago?
2015. Right?
2015, we got the attention of Al and Chris Rood, who are serial entrepreneurs, aviation enthusiasts, and they became our major investors. And so that really started pushing us along. But you know, 20 years I've been with us, it's the best fuel I can say is, other than being fueled by money, we're fueled by passion. We love aviation. We stuck with this because we could really see how this is going to change general aviation between the fuel issue, the fuel efficiency, the maintenance, the performance, simplicity, all the things that really are embodied in our engine.
Well, there you go. And what was the most difficult hurdle to overcome? Was there one specific issue? Was it weight? Was it, you know, just getting the FAA to give you the time of day and move forward at a snail's pace, or a combination of a bunch of different issues?
Well, it's, you know, it's a combination. And first of all, I'm going to say right up front, so many times at trade shows, people, I know what your problem is, it's the FAA, and nothing can be further from the truth.
Yeah.
The FAA has been very supportive of our efforts. They are a regulator and they have to, you know, do their job as regulators, but they have been extraordinarily supportive and they want to see this engine to market. And of course, now they're seeing that. So just pushing that aside, FAA has been a godsend to us as far as helpfulness and wanting to see us be successful. Again, cognizant their job as regulators, there's no short circuits to that. But real quick, and I'll try to make this quick, is if you look at a diesel, typically they've got very strong, high operating pressures. Mm-hmm. So typically diesels are heavy. You already brought up weight, but this has to be lightweight, right? Because we're not a farm tractor or a locomotive. Has to be compact because of aerodynamics. There's not much room in an airplane. Most diesels are large. And if you think about a car is going down the highway generally loafing. Very low duty cycle. You know, you never run your car at 100% power. How do we run our airplanes? We run them at high power, right?
75% usually, unless it's a rental, in which case it's about 90%, right?
Yeah, or if you're a teen. If you're a teen, it's a little different too. But yeah, absolutely right, right, Captain. And so, so we have the duty cycle of a race car, right? Except race cars, you know, the engine lasts 500 miles and then you get to overhaul it. So we have to have a long life engine. It has to be lightweight, compact, altitude performance. Nobody talks about altitude performance in a race car, right? And so you put that all together, it's got to be the durability of the semi and the reliability of a spacecraft, or at least pretty close to it, and yet lightweight, compact, and very fuel efficient. So it's just a whole bunch of things that made it difficult. And then on top of that, FAA certification. And certification is difficult for a good reason. And if you wanted a single answer, sorry, there's not a single answer. So.
Well, understood. It's multiple issues.
It is.
What say you, John, number one?
I'll just add to what Dennis said, that, you know, we got into this. It's interesting because no one making diesels was in aerospace, and no one in aerospace was making diesels. So part of our problem is finding suppliers, finding knowledge base that we can do this. We have had to do this all internal. All of the IP around this engine is owned by Delta Hawk, and that's hard to do in a fast manner. We've had to learn. We've learned a lot. Our owners continue to tell me that education is expensive, and we are the living proof of that. So.
Well, there you go. Dennis, what was it about that? Was it just the fact when we were at the expo there and you saw this engine and it was diesel powered, you're like, hey, now this could work for me? Or well, what was it?
Yeah, I've always been fascinated by the engine. You know, it's turbocharged and supercharged. So here's an engine that's going to make power, you know, up into the high altitudes where the Mooney really excels. But then it's also got fantastic fuel burn. And it's not burning 100 low lead, which is going to be on the short list to extinction here within 5 years. To me, there's so many things that we needed to be looking at, and this would be a perfect fit for the GA fleet if we could just get it, you know, approved and fitting into the Mooney 201 or Cessna 172. I think Cirrus has already got some flying on some SR-20s and SR-22s. Just there's a lot of things about the diesel that just really appeal to airplanes. I mean, we got to swing a propeller. That takes torque.
Mm-hmm.
Well, diesels are really good at making torque.
They got and that so, base covered, don't they?
Yeah, in theory, we could have a much steeper pitched prop taking bigger bites at lower RPM than we currently have, which would keep down noise, make it more efficient, make it quieter. I'm really eager to see more of this.
All right. Well, are diesel engines the future? I know the folks at Delta Hawk think so, and we're going to continue to talk about that next on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplaneradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Are you ready to attend a fly-in like no other? One you will never forget? Well, then join your fellow aviation enthusiasts April 23rd through the 26th for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass in Madisonville, Kentucky. Fly, drive, get a hotel nearby, or camp out under the wing at Madisonville Airport with the expectation of having a great time. Mix and mingle with your fellow Beechcraft and Bonanza owners. But know everyone's welcome to what has evolved into one of the fastest growing fly-in celebrations in the USA. Talks and seminars from some of the biggest names in general aviation will be on site sharing their knowledge. Plus tons of food options, bourbon tastings, live music, fireworks, and more. Go to beachbash.com for all the details and everything you need to fly, drive, or RV into Madisonville, Kentucky Airport, April 23rd to the 26th. That's beachbash.com, BEECH bash.com for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass 2026.